The caretaker government of Prime Minister Jan Fischer, originally set up for a brief five-month period, is now set to rule the country until regular general elections scheduled for May of 2010. On Wednesday, Mr. Fischer addressed the lower house of the Czech parliament and outlined his cabinet's priorities for the coming months. Jan Richter was in the lower house and has this report.
První, co chci zdůraznit, je kontinuita.
Prime Minister Jan Fischer there outlining his government's program priorities in the coming 6 months and more. Initially dubbed the summer cabinet, the caretaker government's protracted time in office is the result of thwarted early general elections originally scheduled for October. Now it is clear that Mr. Fischer's 17-member team of non-partisan experts will have to hold the fort until May of next year and resolve some tough domestic and foreign policy issues. Mr. Fischer told the lower house on Wednesday that his cabinet will not undergo any personal changes and will continue to rely on parliament and political parties for support. One of the priorities at the top of the list is the EU agenda. Minister for European Affairs Stefan Fiala says the cabinet is confident the Czech Republic will ratify the Lisbon Treaty by the end of the year.
Yeah, the confidence is shared by all the members of the government. We're doing our best that the promise, the commitment we made together with other European partners during the June European Council to finish the ratification process in such a way that the Lisbon Treaty enters into force by the end of the year, that it stands and that it's kept by the Czech government.
Other priorities include an exit strategy for the economic crisis and gaining better access to EU funds. The government will also go ahead with the privatization of Czech airlines and start a debate on the country's energy strategy. The head of the Social Democrat Party, Jiří Paroubek, says the cabinet's outlook respects his party's priorities as well.
I think that it was realistic from the point of view of Prime Minister and Social Democratic Party support this expert government. We gave to the Prime Minister our conditions for the government, and of course many things are missing there, but I think that Prime Minister and all government is open of new ideas, and it is possible to negotiate about other things.
Former Interior Minister Ivan Langer is deputy chair of the Civic Democrats. He says that for better or for worse, the country currently has no alternative to Jan Fischer's government.
Well, there is no other choice than Mr. Fischer's cabinet. And also, the speech of Prime Minister was really realistic, and I think that we can support it and wait till the elections in the spring of 2010.
But other politicians were more reserved. For the head of the Green Party, Ondřej Liška, the Prime Minister's policy statement was way too vague.
I haven't heard anything concrete from Prime Minister's mouth how this government is going to fight against corruption, how to make the Czech political system more transparent. Therefore, we are not very happy about what he has presented today. But at the same time, we are expecting in coming weeks the government to come up with concrete proposals, and then we will only judge if this government deserves the trust or not.
The government of Jan Fischer has not requested another vote of confidence, since the major political parties were concerned it might not turn out well, and the country would have to go through a period of difficult negotiations to find a new cabinet. Jan Fischer's government is therefore set to remain in place until the general elections in May 2010.
Jan Richter with that report.